Perek Yedalef Mishnah Dalet. Hayamashkif Barachalan. If a person was leaning out of a window, Vehehil al Koyvehames, and underneath him, as he was leaning out the window, people carrying a dead body were walking. The question now is that person considered an ohel to bring the tumah of the mace into the house? Bishamay Imrim, Ene maybe as a tumah. Bishamay says the tumah does not transfer through the person into the house. Because Bishamay is again Lishitasai, that the cavity of a person's body is not considered a chalal, and therefore it's not considered an ohal to bring the tumah into the house. Beisilaim beisila holds, maybe as a tumah. It does bring the tumah, and as Beisila holds Lishitasai in the last Mishnah, that a person's body is considered a cavity, and therefore it's an ohal and can bring the tumah. Umodim. Both Bishamay and Beisila agree, Shim Haya, Lavash Bekela, if the person was wearing clothing at the time, if there are two people, one leaning over the other, to look out, in that case, the person's body would be considered a ohel, since he's being mahil over the person who's underneath him. Or if he's wearing clothing, the clothing which are adjacent to his body are leaning out, the clothing themselves would be an ohel to bring the tumah into the house. Mishnah hey. Haya mutal al ha'eskufa. If a person was lying on the floor, so he's partially indoors and partially outdoors. And people who are carrying a mace walked over him. The question now is, does the tumah which travels downwards go through the person into the house? Beishamay, and Beishamay says, we cannot bring the tumah into the house. Again, Beishamay goes with his reasoning that a person is not considered an ohel, because we don't look at the cavity of a person's body as a ohel. Therefore, although the tumah goes down and makes the person tummy, but it's not going to travel underneath it, through the person's body, into the house. However, Beisilo says, maybe as a tumah does bring the tumah, because the space, the cavity in the body, is considered a space. And therefore, the upper side of the body would be considered an ohel, and the tumah would travel underneath the person's upper side, into the house.